1450 FM 99.3 KNSI. The guys from NetBPro back with us. And when I say the guys, I'm talking about capital G. Paul Barrett, the founder. Keith Swingle, the vice president of business development, NetBPro.com. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir.
So we're going to talk about backup testing, and we've kind of hinted around about this before. First of all, how important is it, A, to back up your stuff, and B, to make sure that you really have backed up your stuff?
Yeah, well, nowadays it becomes so critical because of the physical problems that you can have right. with your devices. And with crypto, I mean, people are actively trying to hijack your data.
Yes.
And they're getting better.
Every day.
Every day.
God, it's unreal.
It's sad. Sad. They should take that effort and put it somewhere else. But we're here. We got your back. We're here to take care of it. And that's why we test. Not only we back things up, but we test and make sure they're viable. And inform you on how long it would take in case something bad would happen.
Sure.
We're actually we have a number of videos online that show how quickly we can recover. We can recover from entire, like a couple terabytes of data within minutes.
So disaster recovery is a completely different topic here, but think about this. You come into work. Oh my God, the pipe above my computer's burst. And everything is wet. That is a disaster, right?
That is a disaster.
Okay. So, listen, you guys can help with the disaster recovery, but let's focus on this whole backup testing. Mm-hmm. The light's blinking. I mean, it's working. Look, it's right here.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, what we run into when we do an initial assessment, you know, we ask questions about backup. Are you backing up your data? Yes. You know, we typically get the yes answer.
Of course we are.
Yeah. Yes. How do you know you're backing it up? Because the light comes on this tape drive.
I hear it work.
Yeah, I hear it running and the light comes on. Have you ever tested it? Crickets.
Yeah.
Right? We don't, you know, that tends to be the line where a lot of organizations haven't actually validated that backup is happening, right? Other than the light coming on mm-hmm. or that it's viable. They've never actually tried to restore that backup. And those things are critical.
Yes. In my business, we always listen back, right? To make sure that we didn't just record because that's happened. And you only have to have that happen once to learn, right? So when you're telling, oh, yeah, we backed this stuff up. Really? Let's go check. And it's not there. Could you imagine, Mr. Business Owner, Mrs. Business Owner, you've got an amazing project on the line, right? And you go to pull the data up to show everybody, and it's gone. Wow.
And it's completely gone. I recently had an associate
who
was not a customer of ours who did not have backups. And he lost the hard drive for his main computer in his business.
What do you do?
It was a week of him. Well, you know what he actually ended up doing is he had to send his drives to a company that does forensic work that restores it. And it was several $1,000s to get that information back, right?
And not all of it either.
And not all of it. Part of it. Not all of it, but part of it. And having a viable backup is just such cheap insurance for those types
of
things.
See, this is why I like having you guys in and talking about these stories, because you know you've seen this stuff. You deal with this stuff every single day. And people are going, oh, that's never going to happen to me. Really? I'm willing to bet your paycheck, Keith, that the guys that you help never thought it was going to happen to them either.
Right, right. I mean, and I think the days of, you know, I used to run into this in past lives where I would hear people express that we're just a small company in Central Minnesota.
Yeah, we don't need to.
We don't need to do that, and that just isn't the case anymore. As Paul talked about, you know, with the crypto locking, the malware, those things that are out there, backups have become much more important. It's not the killer tornado we need to worry about anymore.
Right. You know what? I'm glad you guys brought this up because next week we're going to talk about security and having a security assessment done by the guys who know this stuff. Listen, you've got a company to run. Call on the people who know this side of your company. The Vice President of Business Development for NetVPro is Keith Swingle. Paul Barrett is the founder of NetVPro. They're online at netvpro.com. The phone number is 888-902-3250. NetVPro is your IT easy button. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetVPro.